AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Milton is arriving. Tropical storm force winds are being reported along the Florida Gulf Coast. Landfall is expected either late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Wind and rain pound Gulfport, Florida, as police warn residents to evacuate. But not Christian Burke and his mom. They're staying in their three-story poured concrete house overlooking the bay, which they say was built to withstand a Cat 5 hurricane.
It's designed to withstand. So what better place to be than in your own home? That's going to do just fine.
National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says people need to get out if told. Milton will be devastating.
A very dangerous Hurricane Milton rapidly approaching the west coast of the Florida Peninsula with multiple life-threatening hazards.
He says that includes up to 15 feet of storm surge.
So please rush your preparations to protect life and property.
And ahead of the eye making landfall in the Tampa Bay region between Wednesday night and Thursday morning, tornadoes are hitting near Miami. I'm Julie Walker.
In Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump is again criticizing government hurricane relief efforts in North Carolina.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in, many of whom are killers, many of whom are drug dealers, many of whom are gang members, and many of whom came out of prisons from all over the world.
At the White House, President Biden says a lot of disinformation about storm relief is being heard.
Former President Trump has led the onslaught of lies. Assertions have been made that property is being confiscated. That's simply not true. They're saying people impacted by these storms will receive $750 in cash and no more. That's simply not true.
Israel's defense minister is warning an attack on Iran could be lethal and surprising. The number of dead in a gang attack on a small town in Haiti is up to 115. This is AP News. There are three winners of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
U.S. biochemist David Baker and U.K. researchers Demis Haysabis and John Jumper for their work with proteins, the building blocks of life. Baker designed a new protein in 2003, then one imaginative protein creation after another. He shares his enthusiasm with the AP about a future for this fast-moving field.
There's fantastic prospects for making better medicines, medicines that are smarter, that only work in the right time and place in the body. You know, much more potent vaccines, outside of medicine, I think the prospects for sustainability, for breaking down, you know, pollutants, plastics, are enormous.
Baker, Haysabis, and Jumper created an artificial intelligence model that's been able to predict the structure of virtually all of the 200 million proteins that researchers have identified. I'm Charles Diletesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.